about a very, very basic and fundamental topic. The topic which comes up a lot in the Sefer Pesachim, but really throughout the entire world of Tumah V'Tahorah, is predicated on certain sort of basic pieces of information. So we're going to begin talking about some basic piece of information, and we'll be able, hopefully, to deepen things. If we move quickly enough, there's a very important Rashi and Tosfos of Pesachim, Daf Yud Zayin. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about. Thank you for brought the shender here. Certainly very appreciated. Okay. There is something called in the world of Tumah and Tahara, there is something called Avos HaTumah and something called Toldas of Tumah. There's something called an Av HaTumah. The idea of an Av HaTumah is found in the first Mishnah Seder Taros in Mishnayis Maseches Kelim, in the first Perek, discussed the Avos HaTumah. Avos HaTumah, and the Mishnah gives examples there of what's considered to be an Av HaTumah. The Gemara tells in the beginning of Baba Kama that Avos, if there's something called an Av, Miklal De'ika, told us. If they're Avos, they're also told us. The Gemara sometimes in Maseches Pesachim will refer to a Tolda, not as a Tolda, but rather as a Vlad HaTumah, as a Vlad HaTumah. What is an Av and what is a Tolda? So I'm going to go with the more basic understanding for now. We'll elaborate on things a little bit later. But an Av HaTumah tends to typically be the source of something that becomes Tameh. So as an example, the Rambam points out in his Hakdama to Seder Taros, the Rambam notes that in his count, there are 32 different Avos HaTumah, 32 different things which are the source of the Av of Tumah. They include, as an example, a dead body. A dead body is one of the Avos HaTumah. They include a nevela. A nevela is an animal that dies that was not shechted properly. That becomes a nevela. That's also an Av HaTumah. In the world of Tzara'as, there are Avos HaTumah that take place. And there are a variety of Avos HaTumah. The way that Tumah transfers is the Av is there. The Tolda, typically, of an Av, the Tolda is that which receives Tumah from an Av. That's why it's called, in the Gemara, again in Pesachim, a Vlad HaTumah. It comes from Tumah. It's I have an Av, and the Av is given over to a Tolda. In the world of Avos and Toldas, so the way it works, that an Av, typically, most of the time, an Av gives to a Tolda. That Tolda initially is called a Rishon LaTumah. That's called a Rishon. If the Rishon's Metame something, that is called a Sheni. The Gemaras and Pesachim are going to discuss at length the ideas, can something become a Shlishi? And could something even become a revi'i? That maybe even if regular food can never become a shlishi or a revi'i, maybe something like truma or something like kachim, certain kinds of things can become even a shlishi or a revi'i. That Ezra Shem will speak about at some point in time. But there's something called avos, and there's something called tolda. Something called avos and something called toldas. That's point number one. Again, Avos give over to Toldas, Av to a Rishon, Rishon to a Sheni. There are certain halachas about Avos and Toldos where there are potentially differences between them. As an example, the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, there's a difference between an Av and a Tolda in terms of what it can be Metame. The Gemara says in Baba Kama there on Daf Beis that an Av has the ability to make a person or a Kli, a person or a vessel, Tamei, an Av can do that. Toldas can't do that. Toldas can only make a Ochlin and Mashkin. Toldas can only make that, like food and drink, to be Tamei. Says the Gemara, the Iu Av mitame Adam Ukelim, the Iu Toldos, Ochlin Umashkin mitame Adam Vekelim Lo mitame. So there are certain differences between Avos and Toldas, not just that one of them starts and gives it over, but what they can make Tameh, a difference between Avs, and Toldos. Okay, that's all a general introduction to Avos and Toldos. Second point, as far as introduction goes, is that we know that the idea of Avos and Toldos are not limited to the idea of Tumah. In other areas of Halacha as well, we have Avos and Toldos. Perhaps most famously, the Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah tells us in Shabbos that there are Avos Malacha on Shabbos. We also know, if we learn Baba Kama, the beginning of Baba Kama, that there are also Avos and Toldos when it comes to Nezikin. There are certain broad categories of damages that are caused, and within that broad, that introduction, that Av, there are also Toldos. There are things that are similar to the Av that are also considered to be Nezikin, that are also considered to be damages, which you're chaya for. There are other kinds of avos and toldos. It's the end of a Shemitah year. The Gemara is the beginning of Maseches Moedkatan. And Daf Beis and Daf Gimel speaks about how in Shavuos also, there are certain malachas you can't do which are avos and certain which you can't do which are toldos. In general, whenever we encounter avos and toldos, so there are two primary questions that we are going to address. This is true in regards to Shabbos, in regards to Nezikin, it's true in regards to Shavuos, maybe other areas also. If they have avos and toldos, not so much for now. And that is, the first is, what exactly makes something into an av? There are a lot of things that can become tameh. What makes something into an av? That question is true in regards to Shabbos. A lot of machlokesim amongst the Baalei HaTosfos. What makes something into an av in regards to Shabbos? But what makes something into an av in regards to tumah? We'll get a more precise definition a little bit later. And the second thing is, what exactly is the relationship between avos and toldos? Between avos and toldos. How exactly do they interact? What exactly is their general relationship? So what we're going to try to do in the time that we have is develop two mahalchim in the world of avos and toldos, two mahalchim in the world of really a basic shir in the world of taharos, and then from there hopefully we'll have time to deepen things a little bit with a fascinating, I think a fascinating mahalach. Let's begin like this. The standard mahalach for avos and toldos is as follows. This is the standard mahalach. What this means is that if you are an achron and you want to say something, you begin by saying the pashtus, this is what you would say, and that's your setup to then reject it and say something else. But the standard mahalach is that what makes something into an av is something which generates tumma. An av is something which is the source of a degree of tumma. If it's a source, that's called an av, like a father is a source, and the toldas, or the vlads, so those are secondary. They get impacted by it. What happens is, in the process of going from an av to a region to shein to shlishi, is that the more removed you are from the av, the weaker you are. The weaker you are. So if you're very intense when it comes to an av, so an av has the ability to metame more things. An av can even be metame Adam and Kalim. A tolda, which is a little bit weaker, that the Gemara's the Baba Kama, doesn't have the strength to be metame Adam and Kalim. It's weaker. It can only be metame. Ochlin and Mashkin. It gets a little bit weaker as it goes on. Av is what generates, and av means it's a source of tumah, and then it gets given over, and it gets progressively a little bit weaker. The reason why truma and kudshim could potentially become a shlishi and a revi'i really far away, as opposed to other things that presumably those are more sensitive, to use a word I think is appropriate, those are more sensitive to the world of tumah. So a regular chulin, kind of an object, that can't be impacted if it's so far away from the av. But the holier something is, the more kadosh something is, the more even a little bit of tumah can ruin it. So maybe a revi'i for kudshim could ruin it because, again, it's very, very sensitive. It's very, very sensitive. There is a major kasha on this mahalach. The major kasha of mahalach is something called tumas meis, that we seem to have an av, which is not an original source of tumah. We seem to have an av, which is not original source of tumah, because the halacha is as follows. A dead body is there. That dead body is one of the avos tumah. A dead body. What's my status if I touch a dead body? I become an av tumah. If I touch something else, that makes it into a rishon. So in a certain sense, if av means that you're the source of something, so I'm not really, when I who touched a dead body, I'm in the same room as a dead body. How am I considered to be an av? I'm not the source of tumah in any kind of a way. How exactly does that work? Many of us know that Rashi coined a term, or it's in the Aruch also, but Rashi has a term which is found in many different Rashis and Parshas Chukas, Rashi and Mesechas, Baba Kama. It's Rashi in a lot of different locations. It's Rashi. It's also... In a piyut of Rabbi Ezra Kalir, Rav Shmuel Arbach pointed out in the Darkei Shmuel and Olos, in a lot of different places, that there is something that the mace is, what's the dead body actually called? The avi avos atama. That's the most intense, and it gets given over to an av v'chulei. But either way, if it's all about an av, means that you generate tuma. So if an av is that you generate tuma, so when I touch a dead body, the tuma was already generated. How is it already generated? In the actual body itself. So what's pshat? What makes something into an av? So there is a mahalach out there There's a Mahalach out there. Rav Shmuel Auerbach has it. Shmuel Auerbach was the son of Shlomo Zalman, wrote a very, very important sefer on Maseches Oelos, really a sefer about Darkei Shmuel. So he has a suggestion. And he seems to have the following idea. It's very intriguing. There's a somewhat well-known comment of the Sifri. The Sifri comments that a dead body is not actually Tameh. So it says in the Sifri. The Mefarshim on the Sifri, and many of the Achronim are bothered with that comment of the Sifri. What do you mean a dead body doesn't have Tameh? Don't we call a dead body in the world of Rashi the Avi Avos HaTameh? It is the most Tameh thing out there. So the Pshat seems to be in the Sifri, the way many Rishonim understand it. A dead body in and of itself is not Tameh. It is, however, the most powerful thing in this world at creating and giving over Tameh. It inherently is not Tameh. The dead body itself is not Tameh, just has the ability to impart Tameh to something else. If we were learning Makos on Beis Man Aleph and we were learning Tosos, so we'd speak about that idea a little bit. How somebody could have a particular status, or not of a status maybe, and they could still impact somebody else. Maybe if you're a Yisrael, the way Ritva quotes Tosfos, and you're going to become a Ben Gush Mechlut, you're going to become a Chalal, even though you don't lose your full status, you can be postal to someone else. I am who I am, but I have the capacity to postal or impact somebody else. Said to Shmuel Auerbach the following. Maybe Avos are what generates Tumah. They're the source of Tumah. But what about a mace, a Tameh mace, a guy who touches a dead body? If he touches a dead body, he becomes an Ava Tumah. Isn't the source of Tumah really the dead body? And Shmuel Auerbach, sort of, but not really. An Ava Tumah is the first thing in a line that has its own Tumah. The first thing in a line that has independent Tumah. The dead body has the capacity to give over Tumah. But it, in and of itself, is not actually Tameh. It just can impart Tumah. So why is it that when it comes to mace, this weird idea, normally you touch something, you become a Rishon. Here I touch a dead body, I become an Av. Because I'm the first one to get. I'm the first one to generate. The first one to have present within me an idea of Tumah. In that sense, we see the first kind of a Mahalach. What does it mean to be an Av HaTumah? You are the first in the line that has Tumah in you. You know, you are what generates Tumah. The first in a line that has Tumah. The dead body is a bit of a chiddush, even though it's called Avi Avos HaTumah, according to Rashi. In truth, it's not really Tameh, the Sifri says. In truth, what's really Tameh, the first thing to become inherently Tameh is that when you touch it, you become Tameh. There is, however, a second Mahalach, which understands, it's a sefer called Mishnas Taros. Mishnas Taros is written by Rav Itamar Gorbis, who's an amazing Tam Chacham. Taros, his father wrote the Minchas Avram in Kutchim, but his father did the Kutchim, his son did the Taros. It's unbelievable. It is. Mishnah Taurus and Kalim in the way beginning. So he has a very intriguing Mahalach. Rav Lichtenstein in the Shiri Rav Lichtenstein on Taurus has a bit of a similar Mahalach also, which is this Mahalach doesn't really work. Maybe the Kasha is a good Kasha. Maybe an Av versus a Tolda is not that an Av is the source of what generates and a Tolda is what receives. I'm not sure that's true. Because, points out the Mishnah's Taros, there are avos that don't generate, and there are things that are not avos that do generate Tumah. What do we mean? So he says, as an example, Tumas Mace, forget the Sifri. The simple pshat, Mace is Tameh, it gives Tumah to someone who touches it, and that person is called an Av. Apparently, you can be an Av, even though you're not the source of Tumah. Even though you can be an Av, even though I'm not the original mucker, of it. In fact, Flora points out, the Rambam never uses the phrase of the Avos HaTumah. The Rambam never uses that phrase. The Rambam just writes, Hakdamah appears on Mishnah, in Mishnah Torah, that the dead body is an Av. And if you touch the body, you also become an Av. Av is not defined by what generates Tumah. We'll define what it is in a moment. But it's not defined by what generates Tumah. Additionally, points out the Mishnah's Taros, There are things that are the original source of a tuma that are not considered to be an av. That are not considered to be an av. He writes as follows: "Umi'idach matzinu gam dvarim shehem mikor tuma." You have them as the source of tuma. V'havu rak rishon l'tuma. And it's even when starting, it's not starting as an av, rather it's starting as a rishon. What's an example? So one example would be someone we learned a bunch of years ago. Sugya of para aduma. When you're so rafe, the para aduma, you become tame. When the person who burns the para aduma, but you don't become an av, you become a rishon. Similarly, we're gonna Yom Kippur, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll have a mikdash. Our sins will be hopefully largely wiped away through some amazing tshuva by us. But hopefully, we'll have a Kohen Gadol there who will get a lot done for us. Like Gemara described in the first paragraph of Masechta Shavuos, hopefully, we'll have, and the Masechta Yuma, a Seir HaMishtaleach. We'll have a Seir which will be sent out. The one who sends out the Seir, that person becomes Tame also. When they send a Seir HaMishtaleach, what do they become? A Rishon. What do they become? They become a Rishon. Said Mishnah Taros, apparently, the definition of av is not tolai in whether you start it or not. And the definition of tolda isn't about whether you receive or you're the first in line. It must be that avos and toldos have a different hagdara. He therefore suggests the following. He has a lot of examples of this. But again, we're looking at it in a bit of a similar kind of a way. That maybe definition of av and tolda isn't about what generates tumma and what the outgrowth of tumma, but rather, and this may be true in Shabbos also, the definition, or in Ezekiel, definition is in the Chumras Hadavar. Av means you've achieved a certain status of Tumah. Tolda means you have a lower status of Tumah. Some things which are Av, what really defines something as an Av, the way the Yerushalmi says it is, Av HaTumah, Mitame Es HaKol. V'lad HaTumah, Eino Mitame Ela Ochlin U'mashkin. The core definition of what it is more about Av is something which is more intensely tameh. It's more intensely tameh. It has the ability to tameh more things. A tolda is weaker. It's weaker in tumah. It's not about what starts, what generates. One is stronger, one is weaker. That's why you have something like a mace, which even if I touch a mace, I'm an av, because that's a more chamor kind of a tumah. I could have a tolda, which started the first tumah ever. When you send away, you burn a paraduma, you become a rishon because it's not as intense. It's lower tier in that direction. One chavis said so far, and then we're going to build a little bit so it hopefully can be a nice nahala. We saw as follows. When it comes to the world of tumah, there's something called avos, something called toldos. The way avos work, avos are the original tashtas, toldos are the outgrowths, the vlados that come as a result. Av can be metame, even adam and kalim. Toldos can only metame, Oakland and Mashkin. That's how it goes. There are, the Rambam quotes 33 different avos ha-tuma, 33 different things that are on that tier of tuma, and they're also toldos. The simple pshat, ava tuma means you generate tuma, tolda, a vlad, it's the outgrowth of. The second pshat is that maybe that's not true. Av is more reflective of a certain kind of chumra, a certain kind of status, more. Tolda is a lower tier kind of a tuma. Not about where it starts, it's about how intense it happens to be. We'll learn more about this and see more examples as we go forward. These are all really sort of generalizations in a certain sense. But let's dig a little bit. Pesachim, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be learning that in Harvest Mine a little bit. Can something be a mixture of Av and Tolda? Is it an all or nothing kind of a situation? Pashtus, I would think, there are things called Avos and there are things called Toldas. If I go through Rambam in Mishnah Torah, I believe, Rambam Hakdama to Perish HaMishnah and Taros, if I look through the Gemara, it looks like there's something called Avos, there's something called Toldas, and that's what it happens to be. Can there be something in between a little bit? So here we find something very fascinating, and we'll begin like this. The simple pshat in the Tosefta in Olos, what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah, Perek Yod HaLachates, the Rambam says that food, what is the most tameh that food could ever be? Says the Rambam, Ha'ochlim lo yiyu av tumah le'olam lo midivrei Torah v'lo midivreihem. The Rambam says that food can never become an av ha'tumah. Food can never become an av ha'tumah. Parentheses, a dead animal like a nevela that a person could eat could become an av ha'tumah, but we mean more regular food, not a dead animal carcass that has the nevela. Generally speaking, food a person would eat can never become an afa tuma. That's what the Rambam writes Hilchos Shor Avos HaTuma. Rashi in Maseches Sota and Daf Chav Tes, Rashi in Chulin and Kuf Chav Aleph, Rashi in Erevin and Daf Kuf Dalet. Rashi emphasized the idea, this is true also, that typically we assume that food does not have the capacity to become an afa tuma. However, there is a Rashi in Pesachim and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. There we're talking about a series of Pesukim and Chagai. We're talking about certain questions about when they were trying to figure out if the Kohanim were Bekiim and Tumah V'Tahara or not. They got a certain kind of a question. There, I don't want to go to Tumah V'Tahara right now, but Be'ezra Hashem, you'll be able to see it. Rashi, in explaining Ravina, is describing a case where there is a Revi'i, where there is always, let's say, two Ashlishi. The first is, Meis is Avi Avos HaTumah. Then, Lechem is the Av. Rashi apparently understands that there can be food which is an av. Food could be an av. Tosfos there in Pesachim, the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos points out there's another day in Rishonim like this also. A shita called Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Hayasom. Rabbeinu Shlomo, the son of an orphan, also had this pshat. Rabbeinu Gershom and Krisis maybe also. That food can sometimes become an avatoma. Says Tosfos, that's not true. Food can't become an avatoma. Tosfos says, isn't the explicit Gemara in Nida? The only thing that could become an Af HaTumah is, or he says, anything she'ein lo tahara b'mikvah, eino na'aseh Af HaTumah. Anything which could never become pure in a mikvah can't become an Af HaTumah. A person could become an Af HaTumah because a person can be tovel in a mikvah and become pure. Some of us do it, you know, regularly. A kli, a vessel, that can become an avatama, because also a vessel you can put in a mikvah sometimes. You can put a vessel in a mikvah. But food, you can't concentrate food by putting it in the mikvah. So it says Tosfos, food can never become. It's a Gemara in Maseches Nida, Nachachesam Abeis, that food can't become an av. So which is it? Rashi says, in Pesachim, food could become an av. Ordinarily, he says it can't. Tosfos points out, food can't become an av, because you can't concentrate in a mikvah. Brackets for a second. There is no such Gemara in Maseches Nida and Daf Ches, as some of the Achronim point out. It may be Meduyak, shown. It could be Meduyak in a Gemara in Maseches Erevin, maybe a Tosefta. People talk about what Pshat is in that particular Gemara and what Tosfos means, but there's no Mefurish Gemara like that. Says Tosfos, I think as follows. I think there's something called an Av HaTumah. I think Lechem here is a partial Av HaTumah and a partial non-Av HaTumah. What does that mean, says Tosfos? Yesh lomar, de'ein na'aseh af ha'tumah. What do I mean when food can't become an avatumah? Hainu dafka latame adam v'kelim. I mean that food is not an avatumah in that it can't be metame, adam, people, or kelim, or vessels. But aval, food could be an avatumah. Le'ochlen ulemashkin na'aseh af ha'tumah. Lechem could be an avatumah. And if it's metame, other food, or other drink, then that becomes a rishon. And that becomes a rishon. So Tosfos is mechadesh, a new category. Tosfos says, I thought everything is either an av or it's a tolda. Tosfos says, I think you could be a little bit of both in a very fancy kind of a way. Food could be an avatama. In that, if it's batame other food, it can make it a rishon or a sheni, at least in certain specific cases. But food could never become an avatama. In that it would be able to make an adam or a kel or a kli tame. It's somewhere in between. What does this mean that an avatama? What does it mean that it's sort of an avatama, sort of not an avatama? What's the pshat here? What's going on? So, some point out based on the Rashash, it could be told in the Rabbana, that in truth, either you are an av or you are a tolda. You can never split it at all. This is the chumrah derabbanan that we treat lechem that touching a dead body that touches other food. It'll be like a rishon. Could be din derabbanan. But I saw today a beautiful mahalach. The sefer called Bad Kodesh. Bad Kodesh, Kvarsky, the current Rosh Yeshiva Panovich. Sfarim are wonderful. I don't know if what I'm saying right now is true, but I believe in the two or three pieces of him that I know, he always has a very nice like two dinim in something. I don't know if that's all he does in every single piece in his like 12 different Sfarim, I don't know, or more. But I can say he's definitely betting 1,000 in my exposure to the Bar HaKodesh. It's actually two places in writing, in Chelek Aleph, also in Pesachim, here on Daf, in Simon Yigimel. He has the following suggestion. How could you have a hybrid? How could something partially be an Av and also not be an Av? How can that work? How can that be? Suggests Pivarsky that maybe there's two dinim in what makes something into an Av. Two dinim in what it means to be an Av, to be an Av HaTumah. One thing, as far as an Av HaTumah, has to do with its capacity to give over. An Av gives over to make a Rishon, Rishon gives over to give a Sheni. There are certain dinim, as far as its capacity to give over, has to give over. That's one thing. There's also something else, which is not just about its capacity to give over, but rather, achen milvante yishgam shem miyuchat shal avatumah. Also something inherent, as to this item being tameh, and that has certain dinim. So when I have an item which is an avatumah, typically, it itself is tameh, has a shem tumah, it also has the ability to give over that tumah to other places. Quick brackets. This idea is very reminiscent of what we saw in the Sifri, where you can isolate one from the other. That the dead body itself may not be inherently tameh, but it has a unique ability to give over tumah. Point to Rapivarsky, not going to Sifri. Point to Rapivarsky, maybe that idea on some level that there's two elements. You are yourself tameh, and you also have the ability to give over. You also have the ability to give over. He suggests that perhaps lechem, the way that Tosos explains it, derim psachem, is one without the other. It requires a little bit of subtlety, but it's one without the other. It does not have a shame av tumah. It's not inherently tameh. It doesn't have a shame av tumah. That's what the Gemara in Nida means, lefi Tosfos. If I can't put it in the mikvah, it doesn't have a shame av tumah. It doesn't have a shame. It's not inherently considered to be tameh. It could be, he suggests, that in order to be metame, adam, and kalim, it's not just about exposure. You have to have exposure to something with is inherently tame. That's why it can't be metame, adam, and kalim, because only something, parentheses, the mace notwithstanding, only something which is really inherently tame can be metame, adam, can be metame, adam, and kalim. But, maybe it has the other din. Maybe lechem, food, could become an av tumah, even if it's not inherently as tummy as an av. It has the ability to give over certain things. So when it comes to food and drink, it could create a rishon. It could create a rishon. Because it's not an av inherently as being tummy, but it has the capacity to give over. So it can create a rishon, even though it lacks some of the standard dinim of an av tumah. Relax, it can't create with Adam and Caleb, other kinds of situations like that. Let me try and chazer what we said tonight. We'll try to chazer it very, very clearly. The following. In the world of Tumah, the first Mishnah in Taros, there's something called Av HaTumas. There's also something called Toldas. The Gemara refers to it sometimes, like in Masech Pesachim, as a Vlad HaTumah. The Rambam says there's 30-something Avos HaTumah, 30 things that create Tumah, or the source of Tumah, and they give over Toldas. Toldas, you're talking about an Av. It becomes a Rishon, it becomes a Sheni and a Shlishi, etc., etc. What's the relation between Av and Tolda, and what makes something into an Av? So we saw two Mahalchim, and then we saw a third in the middle. One Mahalch says Av is what generates Tuma, and then it just gives over and becomes progressively weaker. Av is what starts Tuma, the first thing becomes Tame, and progressively it gives over until a Rishon, and it's weaker, a Sheni, and it can only be metame certain things as it gets weaker, like maybe Chuma and Kachim. It gets a little bit weaker as it goes forward. The second mahalach we saw is that no, something can generate Tumah and not be an Av. Something can receive Tumah and be an Av. The definition of Av and Tumah isn't that Av is the source and the Tolda is what comes out of it. But rather, Av is a more chamor form of Tumah. Tolda is a less chamor form of Tumah. So I could be an Av even if I didn't start Tumah. I could be a Tolda even if I did generate Tumah. It's that degrees of Tumah. We then saw that even though one would assume in general you're either an Av or a Tolda, and even though the Rambam writes, and even though Tosefta seems to say, and even though Rashi normally writes, that food can never become an Av, Tovus and Pesachim as a Chiddush, that sometimes food could become partially an Av, partially not an Av. How could that be? Says the Bat Kodesh, because there's two dinim in an Av. Av is in and of itself inherently Tameh, has a shame Tumah, but there's also a question about its ability to impart Tumah going forward. maybe lechem doesn't have the same tumah, but maybe it does have the ability to give over in a certain way. It'd be intriguing if we find an example, Be'ez Hashem this year, of maybe the opposite. Something that could perhaps be inherently tameh, which may have certainty in him, but not the ability to impart. But be that as it may, that's a little bit of an introduction. We said we try to limit this between 28 and 32 minutes, and it's 30 minutes and 17 seconds. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.